Our next guest is Ellen Candler, and Ellen is a PhD student in conservation science at the University of Minnesota College of Food, Agriculture, and Natural Resource Sciences. She's here today to talk with us about offal wildlife watching. And that's a mouthful, and probably not a mouthful any of us would like to take, but good morning, Ellen, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you along. So I've been talking about gut piles in the woods during deer season for, 20 years or so, because it's such a bountiful, it's like when all the leaves fall off the trees, there's all this nutrients in the soil all at once. And these gut piles are the same sort of thing. They're just like this bountiful source of nutrients for a lot of critters. Tell us a little bit about what it is you're hoping to do with gut piles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So it's a really large nutrient pulse that occurs on the landscape. And it's actually an unusual time of year for this pulse to occur naturally. Hunters create this pulse for wildlife of very nutritious foods that a lot of other animals come into use. A lot of animals key into gut piles on the landscape. There's been research that shows that even ravens recognize the sound of gunshots and know that that means food. So with our project, we want to look and see what is using your guts. What are eating your guts? And we want to know, we just want to quantify what animals are using this across Minnesota. Minnesota is a wonderful state to do this in. There's four really distinct biomes that have different scavenger assemblages, different people that hunt them, and I think what species come in to use these gut piles is going to be different across the state.
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating, actually. I'm always intrigued. I've been a deer hunter for many, many years, and I noticed that especially if you go out and you know, maybe you're on a stand where you or somebody in your party has shot a deer in the, you know, a few days before you are there, and the animals that come by are always fascinating to watch. What sort of critters are you expecting to find?
Like I said, there's different biomes across the state. So across the state, we expect a lot of different kinds of animals. For example, in the prairie regions where maybe it's more open, if a gut pile's out in the open, we expect birds to key into that really quick, crows and vultures. In a forested area, we maybe expect less birds, or maybe vultures key into them pretty quickly. Anyway, they have a really great sense of smell, but more forest animals. In the north, maybe more predators key into it faster than in the south. We have hunters that are interested in the metro area. In the metro area, it may be more generalist species that thrive in a metro area.
So we're talking like coyotes and wolves and fisher and mink and weasels and all of those critters. Those are sort of the charismatic megafauna that show up. What else are we likely to see?
There's a lot of small animals that'll use it, we expect. And certainly insects will key into it, we think, and in different invertebrates. With the study we're doing right now, at least initially, we're using remote game cameras, or we're asking hunters that have their own game cameras to put them out. So at least in this initial phase, in this startup of the project, we likely won't be able to see the insects that use it. In the future, I think we would really like to get into better understanding that as well. But right now we expect, like you said, a lot of the invertebrates, a lot of birds, eagles, to key into the gut piles.
So what exactly are we going to be asking folks to do if they want to get involved? What is this program, and how does somebody get involved?
Absolutely. We have a lot of interest from hunters. I've emailed a lot of hunters, and many people, like you said, have been looking at this already just for their own interest. Hunters that have their own game cameras specifically is what we're looking for. We're really interested in getting images and understanding the animals that come to gut piles right away. Like I said, birds key into those gut piles immediately, even potentially right after a gunshot. They know it's there. So we would like people, hunters that have their own game cameras, if they're willing to help us, put them out on their gut piles after they harvest a deer for a month. A lot of those gut piles may not last that long, but there's a lot of residual that we may not see that we would like to better understand if other animals are continuing to key in on the scents that are left at a gut pile. So if people want to get involved, they're welcome to email me directly. I can get them a procedure. It's very, very simple. We're only asking you to put out your cameras. We're not asking you to clean your deer in any specific way than you would otherwise. So if they want to get in touch with me, my email is belle130@umn.edu. We also have a Twitter set up, Twitter account, @awful_watch. That's @OFFAL_watch.
So if someone wanted to get involved, they could put out their game camera right after shooting the animal. I suspect that you'd like it as close to immediate as possible because you don't want to miss the first arrivals. But once they start collecting pictures to come in and send them back, and we of course will post these addresses on our page so that people who are listening this morning and want to get involved can do so. But you hope to get what, a couple hundred people doing this, 1,000? I mean, what's your hope?
Initially, we were looking for about 150 people across the state, spread across the biome, but we will not turn away anybody that's willing to put out their own camera and send us images. So we have a volunteer opportunity. If you are a hunter, you can put out your own camera and send us images. Additionally, if you're not a hunter but you're really interested in this project, there's a second round. We're expecting thousands, tens of thousands of images to come through, and it's going to take a really long time to go through all of them. So if you're really interested in helping and really interested at looking at these images, we would welcome people to help us go through the pictures as well.
That sounds like a really interesting project. I've worked on a number of these crowdsourced, pardon me, science projects where you look at pictures and you say, yes, I can see animals. No, I can't see. In most cases, with your cameras, and I mean with your project, you're going to, these are motion sensitive pictures, so you're going to get something that triggers the photograph. So there'll be something in every photograph, and then it's just a matter of what, identifying it down to whether it's a bird or an animal or...
Right. So we would like to identify two species if possible. I think if you see a rodent in the picture, a vole or a mouse, that might be kind of difficult. So we might group species that way. But yeah, most pictures will have an animal in them. Sometimes you get grass blowing. But right, we would like to identify just what's in the picture.
Now,
how many.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a deer hunter. And when I mentioned this project to him, he said, oh, I did that last year. I've got some pictures. Are you interested in archived stuff like that?
Absolutely. I'd be interested if people have pictures from the past that they would like to share. It's really important that we get location data as well. It doesn't have to be super specific, but we would like to be able to identify different factors at that gut pile that may influence what is coming in. So whether it's near a water source, near a road, what forest type it's in may influence that as well. So we will need to be able to understand that. But if people aren't willing to share their honey hole, their hunting location with us, we'll certainly like to see their pictures anyway. I'd be very happy if people are willing to share their
Yeah. Pictures. I guess, you know, we do a program up here called Phenology, and we always tell people, you know, all phenology is local. We don't need your address, but we'd like to know the nearest town or township and range, something like that. Is that what you have in mind?
Right. If that's what people are willing to share, we'll take that. If people are willing to share the exact location, that's even better. We can get a lot more information from that. Any location information for these images will be kept private. We won't share them with other volunteers. They won't be published. So the most that would be shared would be area, like you said, township range maybe.
Yeah, okay, good. Are you anticipating any surprises?
I hope so. I think hunters, as you said, a lot of hunters do this already. So I think on their personal cameras, they might not see a lot of surprises. But I think what's going to be really interesting is that we're doing this across the state. Several studies have done this, something similar before, where they've put a camera out on a gut pile to see what's coming in, but not at a state scale. And Minnesota, as I said, is wonderful because we have these different biomes, different carnivore and scavenger assemblages. But I think the really interesting thing that we're going to find is what those differences might be across the state.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued as well to find out, you know, maybe how far the range is of certain animals and who gets attracted. I know from what you've said and from my own experience that the ravens, I have a pair of ravens that nest on my property, and they are always curious about what I'm doing. And if I fire my gun outside, they definitely come over the house to have a look. So I expect we'll get some pictures of ravens.
Yes, I would not be surprised by that.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. I imagine up in this area and out further to the west of here, there'll probably be magpies, and I can't imagine any part of the state without some chickadees.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of birds that are going to key into these.
It's quite amazing how that works. Have you done any of this work prior to this? Have you set up anything before and taken pictures and done any preliminary stuff?
I have looked at some on gut piles. I grew up out in Idaho in a hunting family, and my dad puts out a camera at his gut pile as well. So this started very similar to how other hunters in the state have talked to me about. They're just really curious about it. So I've done that on gut piles. As part of my dissertation, I'm also interested in other hunter-provided resources to scavengers. So things such as hunter bait piles.
Oh yeah.
So I've done some camera work with that as well.
I see. Yeah, I'm. Curious. I just had a brief thought there about any estimate of the mass of this bounty that's about to hit the ground. I mean, have you got any idea how many tons of offal there will be?
I think we'll be able to estimate that from that. That would be incredibly interesting. Like I said, this is a really unusual pulse on the resource as far as the natural world goes. This pulse has been going on for maybe a century now, but naturally this time of year, deer are in their healthiest time. They've gone through summer, they're eating well, they're getting ready for the winter, but they haven't gone through the winter yet. So they're really healthy. So this amount of offal on the landscape is pretty unusual. And we know that there's between firearm and archery, there's almost 200,000 deer harvested throughout the state. There's been estimates of weight of offal piles in different ecosystems, particularly out west on elk. And so from that, we'll be able to better understand the amount of offal that is provided to scavengers. This project initially will be able to tell us who is benefiting from that, what species we're seeing at those gut piles.
Any idea what this pulse means to the animals that are making it avail or are availing themselves of it. I mean, you know, it's like, well, last week I had a chance to sit down and eat a great ham dinner with all kinds of fixings and whatnot, but you know, this week I'm getting by on hot dog water soup. any idea? Is there some study or thought about what this means to the animals that avail themselves?
We'd really like to better understand that. So this initial study showing us what animals are even there, who's benefiting from this initially. We'd like to continue then in the future and see what that impact might be, just as you said. So for example, bears. It's about this time of year and during rifle season when they're starting to go through hyperphagia. They're starting to eat a lot and get their fat and get ready for the winter for hibernation. So does this hunter pulse on the landscape make it easier for them to hibernate? I'm not a bear expert, so I'm not sure if people have looked at that specifically. But I think this impact, this pulse on the landscape may do that for some species. And I think we, in the future, would really like to investigate that further.
Sounds like an intriguing study, Ellen. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And we will, pardon me, we'll have all this information and how to contact you and how to get it set up on our website so that if you're listening this morning to Ellen and to me and you would like to get involved in watching Offal, you say?
Offal or Offal, I've heard it both ways.
Okay. If you're interested in setting a camera up to see who's coming to dine at your banquet, why get in touch with us or get in touch with Ellen and we'll find out what this is all about. I can't wait to see what comes from this.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Ellen Candler, she's a PhD student at the University of Minnesota College of CPhans, and she joined us this morning to talk about offal or offal.
Or gut piles.
and how you might help out with her study. So if you are a deer hunter, if you're a bow hunter or a rifle hunter of deer and you have a game cam and you are willing to just put it out after you've shot the deer, put it right up by your gut pile and record who comes and pass those images on to Ellen, I think that she would be grateful.
That's right. Also, sounds like they need citizen scientists to look at some of that.
You can actually sit down and review the photos and see who is coming along.